My name is Anne Umland. I'm curator in the Museum's Department of Painting and Sculpture and organized the exhibition Picasso, Guitars, 1912 to 1914 with the essential collaboration of Blair Hartzell, curatorial assistant. This is an exhibition that aims to situate Picasso's two remarkable guitar constructions, one made, as you see on the left, from cardboard, string, and paper, and the other from metal, as you see on the right, within the incandescently brief period of remarkable material, structural, and spatial experimentation that these two objects bracket in Picasso's very long career. Tonight's program was conceived to complement the exhibition by featuring and introducing two artists who are as innovative in their approach to the sound of their guitars as Picasso was to the shape of his cardboard and metal instruments. I am tremendously grateful to Melanie Monios for her creativity and enthusiasm in producing these two evenings, or this evening for us, along with Sheetal Prajapati in the Department of Education. So now, with no further ado, it's a tremendous privilege and a pleasure to introduce tonight's two featured guitar soloists, the Portuguese guitarist and composer Dr. Pedro da Silva and the Atlanta, Georgia-born American Khaki King, who I can't quite see where Khaki is, but you're up there. Okay, great. Now I have to use my notes just a little bit because while I know a lot about Picasso, I'm not an expert in the two musicians. So Dr. da Silva recently recorded for Oscar winner Michael Gondry's films Be Kind, Rewind, and Interior Design. He has had three performances at Carnegie Hall as a soloist, as a composer, and as part of an ensemble. And he has given master lectures in the United States, Mexico, and Argentina on subjects as varied as composition, ethnomusicology, tuning, Wagner, film scoring, and John Williams' leitmotif system, to name just a few, just to give you an idea of his range. Tonight, he'll be performing on original compositions on Spanish and Portuguese guitars. Following Dr. da Silva's set, Khaki King, the sole woman and youngest artist to be included on Rolling Stone's 2006 list of new guitar gods, will perform on a series of different instruments, including a harp guitar, a 7-string fanned fret nylon guitar, a high-tuned 12-string guitar, and an Ovation guitar. I understand that she'll be bringing all of these instruments with her on her new solo acoustic tour, which I am delighted to announce that she'll be launching here with us tonight. So a few, administrative details. Let me remember what they are. Yes, you are invited to meet the musicians in the lobby after the performance, where there will be CDs for sale. I do need to ask everyone to please, please, please put your electronic devices in your pockets. We'd be so grateful if you'd refrain from using them to take photographs or any other sort of thing during the performance. And let's see, last but not least, we'll need a couple of minutes between sets to reset the stage. But I think that does it. And so with no further ado, I hope everyone will join me in giving a big hand for Dr. Pedro da Silva.
Thank you very much. Is this on?
Hello? Oh, it's on now. Thank you very much. That was the first movement of a concertino that I wrote for guitar and string quintet. I'm going to play the second movement. Of course, I don't have a string quintet with me. So these are different versions that I'm playing, and there's a lot of improvisation around these pieces. So while the concertino is playing, I relax, and I can't really do that when I'm playing alone. So the next movement has a lot of improvisation and is based on a chord that is not used very often in flamenco, but it sounds very flamenco to me, so I based the whole piece on this chord. Thank you. The next piece is more in the classical style, so instead of crossing my legs, I'll use a footstool. And it's based on a motif more than a theme, a motif of Olivier Messiaen, the greatest 20th century composer of France. And he had this motif in virtually every one of his pieces, which is very curious and very interesting. And it's just four notes. And I decided to base the entire piece on just those notes and on his favorite scale. Mode 2 of Messiaen's, which is also known as the octatonic scale. So this is a rhapsody on a motif of Messiaen. Thank you. I'm going to switch over to the Portuguese guitar, which is the guitar from my country. Just play the Spanish guitar. I love Spanish music. It has very little to do with Portuguese music, but I just play a lot of it. The first piece I'm going to play on the Portuguese guitar is the most Portuguese in the set, and it's based on melodies from Fado and harmonies also. But instead of using just two fingers like it's usually done on the Portuguese guitar, I'm going to use all four, just like classical guitar technique, and explore new sounds, new ideas around a very traditional sounding melody and harmony, but with different techniques.
Thank you.
The next piece is a piece for piano originally by Albéniz, and it's called Asturias. And it's actually very, very well known for the classical guitar. So this is probably a world premiere, because I don't think it's ever been done on Portuguese guitar. So I just arranged this especially for this concert. Since Picasso was Spanish, I'm Portuguese, I decided to bridge the two countries. They're right next to each other, actually, so... So this is Asturias on the Portuguese guitar. Thank you. The last piece on the program, well, for me, there's Kaki King afterwards, is an improvisation on a piece that I either usually play with my chamber orchestra, the Manhattan Camerata, or my wonderful wife, Lucia Caruso, who is in the audience right now. We founded this chamber orchestra together, and we play a lot of world music, and we combine a lot of different styles. So this is one of those pieces. You can't hear some of the influences as well with just a solo Portuguese guitar, but when you hear it with clarinet and violin and with darbuka, you definitely hear the klezmer and Middle Eastern percussion. And, you know, the gypsy scales and all of that on the Portuguese guitar. So, and I decided to do things a little differently. This instrument is a really, really special instrument. It's actually my favorite instrument. I have a collection of 20 instruments, but this one just is quite special. It has such a wonderful sound, such a weird tuning. But it also has a lot of resonance because of these strings here. And so because of that, the Ebo, which is an electronic device, works really wonderfully on the instrument. So I'm exploring different sounds for the Portuguese guitar. So this piece is called 1 equals 3 equals 7. The title is a long story. I'll tell you later. Thank you.
thank you all. And so wonderful to listen to you, Pedro. Thank you so much for that. Thank you to MoMA for having me. And I guess I'll start. This is the beginning of a tour for me. And without going into too much detail, I certainly both set the bar kind of a little too high and backed myself into a corner. And you shall see as follows. Do we have a guitar? Dan? We're all sharing equipment here, so I'll just wait till... Sounds good? Can you get me some more in the monitor? The song's called Bone Chaos in the Castle. So we are here to celebrate the wonderful Picasso and his guitars, and I've had a sort of history of loving Picasso's guitar creations. And this guitar in particular, for those who are interested, is a fan fret 7-string nylon string guitar. Pedro, I wish I could give this to you. I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't. So it's very fun to play, and it sounds lovely. We're gonna mic it here, and this is a song that I've learned. Well, I shouldn't. I've been trying to learn. I made the mistake of tweeting that I was sort of playing around with a song by a composer named Andrew York, who's an American classical guitar player, and Andrew York tweeted me back and said, "Really?" So. Really backed myself into that corner there. So I'm going to attempt to do what I can with a beautiful song that he wrote called Andesy. Thank you. This is a song I wrote in anger and frustration at never really meeting anyone personally, romantically, who could read a map and the difficulty that this would cause, because I not only can read maps, I like them. This is called I Need a Girl Who Knows a Map. Some of you might have seen me play before, I'm not sure, but the wonderful Dan Branigan you might recognize, who normally accompanies me on... Accompanies? My God. We're now saying accompanies. Where are we? We're at MoMA. We accompany each other. We're not like in a band together anymore. This is great. We accompany each other. Wow. I don't know. Are we getting paid more? No. Dan plays trumpet and also is running sound tonight. So thank you, Dan Branigan, for whatever you just did. Move the microphone. Great. This is a... I was on WNYC earlier today playing this instrument. It's a guitar with a kitchen utensil handle kind of cut into with little grooves for the strings. Cut in it, and I loosened the strings and stuck it under this 1, 2, 3, 4, 15th fret of the guitar, it looks like. 12, 13, 14, I don't know. Anyway, it creates a perfect fifth on either side of the string. And it's a fairly dumb idea, as in, didn't take a lot to come up with it. I did steal it, though, as most of my great ideas are stolen. Everyone knows that. But John Schaefer, the host of Soundcheck and New Sounds, it was the Soundcheck program on the afternoon, was just completely blown away. Just completely blown away. This is a guy that's been doing a music show on the radio for 25 years. He's seen everything there is to see, and he was blown away by the kitchen utensil bridge idea that I stole. You're right. He was lying. There is no fourth wall. I heard that loud and clear. Whew. All right. This is what I call a koto guitar. The song is called Bowen Island. Thank you. Thank you. This is a song of mine called Gobi. Thank you. I think this next guitar deserves a little bit of introduction in itself. Are we collaborating now? What are we doing? When I was invited to do this Picasso, whatever. What are we doing? Pedro? What do you think we're opening for Picasso? That's so cool. It's like the coolest gig. Open for Picasso. Amazing. I wanted to play this guitar that I'd recently acquired because it really does look like something that Picasso made. And well, here it is. It's a harp guitar. And, you know, I think it really could have ended up in one of his paintings. It is very easy to make a harp guitar. You take a guitar and an elephant, and they get together and have a conjoined twin. Yeah, it's actually it was an instrument very popular in vaudeville. Apparently, I read that on a sticker or something. I'm not quite sure how to really play it. I am going to attempt to play a song on a guitar I don't know how to play by a very important guitar composer in my life who is no longer in our lives. His name is Michael Hedges, and this is a piece he wrote called Because It's There. Thank you. The harp guitar, everyone. I'm going to do one last piece. Thank you all for being a wonderful audience. Really, thank you so much to Pedro da Silva, everyone. And thank you to MoMA for having us both. As a matter of course, I will be playing at City Winery in April. So I will have practiced a bit more on this crazy thing in front of me. And it will be... It'll be fun. But between now and then, I'll be on tour playing constantly. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., we get picked up to go to the airport to go to Mexico City. And judgment aside, it's cool to ignore State Department warnings about where to travel. I feel empowered in a very, you know, strange way about that. And... what am I? Okay, so this is a... this is a song that I wrote some time ago. I recently listened to the original recording on disc, and it is nothing like what I'm about to play for you. So it has indeed really evolved over time. It's pretty cool. The song's called Magazine. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy your evening. Thank you.